Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It is that time of the year, everybody. It is Fair Week. The Stutsman County Fair 122nd annual is kicking off this week. And joining us here in studio, we have Jim Exner with the Stutsman County Fair Board and Ted Bazunas with Murphy Brothers Exposition. And Ted and Jim, welcome back to our show.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you very much.
Absolutely. We love having you guys on. We know when you jump on, it's time to talk fair. And for 122 years, this fair will have been going on. And Jim, you've been with the fair board for quite some time and always a fun time of the year, right?
It sure is. And you mentioned some time and never thought it would happen. But this is my 35th year as a board member of the Stutsman County Fair.
Wow. Wow. So you've been planning a lot of these things. You've been behind the scenes on a lot of these things. And
I've been involved with our jointly with our fair board, and lots of things have happened, and this year is no exception. We've got an outstanding fair. There's been an awful lot of planning, then the work that goes into getting all the contracts signed and making all the arrangements, and by golly, we're ready to go. You go up that fairgrounds now, and there's things happening already. It's going to be a great one.
Yeah, it is. So everything really kind of kicks off here starting Wednesday, and it goes through Saturday. And Jim, you can kind of hit some of the highlights that we'll see there at the fair, right?
Well, we're expecting a lot of 4-H activity up there this year. As we visit with the Mrs. Barnes from the 4-H, their entries are, they expect them to be up. You will never know until the fair is on, but they're
right.
Coming in.
Yeah.
I was up there at a meeting last night, and I would guess there are probably close to three dozen 4-H RVs already parked up there, so I know there's going to be a crowd around.
Yeah, definitely.
And then in our home and hobby, the ladies have been working up there, getting everything set up, and that's in a growing cycle right now because of the involvement of the young people with their projects, you know.
Yeah.
This culminates their activities.
Absolutely. So, again, we have Jim Exner and Ted Bazunas joining us right now. And, Jim, there's something new every single day at the fair, of course. The free stage music every night. You guys have brought back the Gator Boys, which was a huge attraction.
Yeah.
Very exciting time of the year.
Oh, for sure. And we're real happy. There was, last year, remember, we had the monkeys riding, the dogs racing.
Yeah, I remember that.
And the year before that, we had the gator boards. And, gee, the requests that we had to have those gators back. And they're more than willing to come up. And they're going to be in the area. They've booked a couple of other fairs in our area. So we're glad for them. And if you ever watch the Gator Boys on television, it's it's a state, it's nationwide.
Yeah.
But Jimmy is here again this year, and he does an outstanding job wrestling those gators. It's something that I don't know anybody that want to jump in there and do it, but
not me.
Jimmy sure does a good job of it. No, we've got 17 food booths signed up. We have a number of commercial exhibitors. We got the outstanding carnival that Ted's going to talk about.
You know.
We've got the outstanding entertainment. And, you know, the entertainment is on every night. And you take a look at our brochure or our advertising, it's headed up by Johnny Holmes. But then we also have some outstanding that on Wednesday night, we've got the Tripwire, and they're quite popular in our area. Then Johnny Holmes is here on Thursday. Friday night, we got Foreplay that will be on the stage. And Truvale will be on stage on Saturday night. So every night there is free entertainment in the on the stage.
So just another reason to make it up there every single day, every single night, right?
As long as you can handle it.
That big blue ride gets people every year, Jim. Speaking of rides, Ted, you guys come back with the Murphy Brothers Exposition, and you have been doing this for quite some time, too.
Yes, my family was William T. Collins shows, which Jim knew well, and I was just, of course, a young guy. And my siblings, five of us, three of them are attorneys, one's a doctor. They all grew up in the business, worked their way through college. And it used to be down in the park, and Mr. Ray Game was there, and I remember Jim as a young boy. And I want to say this first and foremost, that I was very surprised a couple of years ago at the North Dakota State Fair Convention in Minot, North Dakota. And my wife never said a thing, and she says, well, we got to go out for to a fancy place, so I'm going to bring you one of your suits to wear. And I said, well, that's okay. Nobody has to wear it. No. Anyway, and they voted unanimously, and it was the board of the Stutzman County Fair that got me, that's Mr. Lindbergh, Mr. Pat Stockert, Mr. Exner, on and on, the board, Mr. Mike Williams, all of them. And I want to say this from my heart, that I was very impressed. I'm beside my uncle, Al Lindbergh's there, one of your board members, Jerry Murphy. It's kind of an honor, a very good honor in our industry. And I didn't know, and Jim made the presentation, and it just blew me away.
Yeah.
And furthermore, let me carry on. Murphy Brothers has an affiliate now called Crabtree Amusements. We're bringing you a brand new carnival out of San Antonio, Texas. And he has some rides here that have never been here before. It's a very nice, beautiful, clean carnival.
Yeah.
We've got 23 rides, and we're featuring a big gondola wheel this year, a surf shack, a disco fever, which is a spectacular, a big drop tower where they take you up and drop you down.
Gosh,
you know what a drop tower is. A Genesis, a Vertigo, which is another huge spectacular ride, as well as the Crazy Dance. So we've got about six or seven big rides, three or four that have never been to the Stutzman County Fair.
Yeah.
The Stutzman County Fair, and we play Grand Forks. We play the little smaller county fairs at times. Of course, they're losing population, so some of them go by the wayside, and that's a sad thing. As we all know, that agriculture's changed. North Dakota's lost a lot of the rural population, but Jamestown is the best county fair, bar none, in the state of North Dakota. They got something for everyone. It's not only the carnival. It's the entertainment. It's the 4-H. It's the FFA. It's the Independent Midway. These guys do a great job, and we meet every day, and I like to thank them, and I'm honored. I love Jamestown as a city. And this is the finest fair and the finest fair board in the state of North Dakota.
Well, and you know, I'm sure the
and
fair
they work hard, very hard.
Absolutely. The fair board appreciates that. I know Jamestown appreciates that. And with Ted, you know, you take this all over the country. I mean, that means a lot coming from you, too. And we appreciate
well,
that.
Well, we started in North Dakota. My family started here, my uncle, in 1926. Wow. And he built a big, big carnival. And then Murphy Brothers bought him out in 72. I graduated from college, was going to go to law school, but I had it in my veins, and I stayed on.
Yeah.
And then Jerry Murphy, I've been with him for over 35, 40 years now. And I was just a little boy, but I remember Mr. Ray Game. You wouldn't remember him. He used to fly a plane and drive a three-wheel cart. He was when I was 17, I got caught with a beer, and he says, you better put that beer can away. Now, finish it first. Don't waste it now, because if your uncle catches you, he's going to kick you in your rear end. I said, yes, sir.
What a memory. What a memory.
Yeah. So anyway, Jim Exner, Ted Bazun is joining us right now, and let's talk about it. 122nd Annual Stutzman County Fair, June 26th through the 29th at the Stutzman County Fairgrounds. And we want to get people in there, Jim. People can buy those passes right now, right?
Right. And before I tell you about that, I just want to thank Ted for the kind words you've said about our fair and our fair board. And we really appreciate that coming from such a source as Ted with his expertise. You're asking about where you can get those mega passes.
There you go.
And mega passes are available at Jetstream Car Wash, Neighborhood Grocery, and Superstop up on 13th Street in the north, on the north side of town.
Okay.
Those are available at the present time, and with them, you can pick up your four-day pass and save a considerable amount of money for the gate entrance.
Yes.
Gate fee is $5 a day, but if you buy the four-day pass up there, you get it for $3, $12 for the pass.
There you go.
But Jetstream, Neighborhood Grocery, and Superstop are the three sources.
There you go.
And I just want to recap. We talked about the fair, but some of the highlights that are going to happen up there, other than what's right on the immediate midway, we have a rodeo on Friday and Saturday night. And, boy, that has
That's
grown
a big one.
To something very, very, very big. There's stock car racing this year on Saturday night. I'm real glad to see they're back racing. Something very few people know about, but boy, when you find out about it, it's a funny event, and that's the wiener dog races that go on Saturday afternoon.
Oh, yeah. Those are fun to watch. I try to make it out there every year for that.
They are. They're in our show arena adjacent to the big livestock building. Yeah. And another thing, for the second year up there, we have a very large area-wise cornhole tournament. This is a beanbag throwing contest, and it's very, very competitive, and that goes on Saturday afternoon. There's just a number of things to do up there.
Absolutely. Whether it's the food, whether it's the rides, the entertainment, or all the attractions, make sure you have plans to attend the 122nd Annual Stutzman County Fair. Ted or Jim, anything else you guys want to toss out there before we wrap it up here?
No, I think that we're going to present a real, real good quality, strong Midway that that hasn't been here, that corporation, but they're under our umbrella, so we work with them. And Mr. Murphy put that together for Jamestown, and he can't attend. He has some other issues to do, but Murphy Brothers would like to thank the Stutzman County Fair Board, would like to thank the population and the people of Jamestown and surrounding areas. And one more time, you have the finest county fair, bar none, in the state of North Dakota. And it's an honor to play it.
Awesome. Jim, anything else from you?
No, we just encourage everybody to come up, and the gates open at 4 o'clock on Wednesday. And there's going to be some awful good food available up there, and I don't know how many people I've talked to lately, but they can't wait to get after that food. We have 17 concessionaires booked for this year.
Great.
And we also have, of course, the typical carnival food on our midways, on our trailers, et cetera. So there's something there for everybody. I mean, it's the whole package. I mean, the Fair Board does their end, and they do a wonderful job. We try to do the best we can on our end, and it just, we have a great relationship with the board of directors, and they work very hard for this fair, and they're all very, very fine people.
Perfect. Very good. Well, Ted and Jim, thank you guys so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren, for letting us be here.